Hebrews chapter 1. God, who in time past spoke in many stages and in many ways to the fathers by the prophets, has spoken at the end of these days to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the ages, who, being the radiance of his glory and the impressed image of his essence, and upholding everything by his powerful word, after he had through his own doing brought about the cleansing of our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And to the extent to which he became better than the angels, he has inherited a more excellent name than them. For to whom of the angels has he said at any time, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me"? And when again he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." And to the angels he says, "He who makes his angels spirits, and his servants a fiery flame." But to the Son, "Your throne, O God, is throughout the duration of the age. The sceptre of your kingdom is an upright sceptre. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness." That is why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your fellow men. And "You at the beginning, Lord, founded the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all become old like a garment. And you will roll them up like a cloak, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit on my right hand side until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent for service for the sake of those who are going to inherit salvation?